Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. I'm a sucker for ghost stuff.
You're
about to hear some audio that's going to freak you out.
Okay. Plenty of coffee in
this. So a woman who had 60-something exorcists performed on her.
Wow.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Tony Spira, psychic researcher and son-in-law of the Warrens in studio. Also, creator and presenter of the Warrens Seekers of the Supernatural Paracon 2022, happening October 29th at Mohegan Sun.
Excellent.
We went to the last one in Waterbury, and boy, that was something. So this one's going to be even bigger and better. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Want to just say hi to Dan Rivera.
Hi, Dan!
Who came along for the ride, and he's your, like, top lieutenant.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's the top capo.
Yeah. He's the guy that's like, there's something scary in there. Yeah, go ahead and check it out.
Yeah, I send Dan in first.
Yeah, right. Dan.
He's the you're right man. You're right man! And if he answers, you go in.
What is this audio we're about to hear?
Well, it's a famous case. It's a German girl from Germany named Annalise Michael. Some people say it's Michelle, but it's spelled like Michael. And she was diagnosed with epilepsy at a young age, and she was taking medication for it for perhaps 5 years or so without any improvement whatsoever in her symptoms. Her symptoms got progressively worse and worse. She started to... The tip-off was she started to have an aversion towards religious artifacts and religion in general and going to churches and things like that. So her parents said, you know, she's not mentally ill. They were saying, some people were trying to say she was mentally ill. But doctors soon said, wait a minute, we're giving her all these meds and it's not improving her one iota. Let's look into this a little deeper. So the parents said, you know what, I think she might be possessed by some demons. At first, the priests that were contacted declined to do anything about it. They were like, well, you know, we don't want to get involved in this. You know, you say she has epilepsy. But one priest finally agreed to look at her, to talk to her, and he said, you know, she doesn't even show any symptoms of epilepsy, really, to me. And I believe, yes, she does have some kind of an attachment or a possession by demonic entities, and he agreed to take on the exorcism. And
it's a high level you have to get to get someone to say, "All right, I'll give you an exorcism."
Right?
Yeah, it's not just a hell of a cold.
You have to, yeah, it's not just it's not just you got some sniffles.
Right,
got
yeah.
it.
So he did. He said, "You know, let's do it. Let's have an exorcism." And it wasn't just one. The first exorcism was about 4 hours in length. And what an exorcism basically is, Chaz, is the expelling or the expulsion of devils or demons from a person who is possessed by that demonic entity. Now, she was screaming out names that are recognizable to us. Now, you remember this, that a demonic entity will also come in the guise of something else. The human entities were not within this girl. They were inhuman demonic entities, but they would scream out things like their name was Nero, their name was Cain, or their name was even Hitler at one point. All things to just make her seem like she's, you know, a whack job. And she acted that way during the exorcisms because she would howl, groan, scream. She would genuflect during the exorcisms. Sometimes.
What does that mean?
You know,
I do the spider thing.
She would go on her knees. It's called genuflection when you would, you know, bow down to Jesus. Let's say if you entered a Catholic church and you went into the pew, you would genuflect and bless yourself. Oh. But she would do that over and over. Sometimes for hundreds of times, she would squat. She would do actually squats like you're doing an exercise. She would do them hundreds of times. She stopped eating. She got down to 68 pounds, in fact.
Oh, my gosh.
And from...
Yeah, she's writing this all down for the wedding.
68 pounds.
Wait, become... Oh, wait, already.
She was a healthy, vibrant girl who soon became this distraught, this weak, skinny, frantic person.
So this first clip that we're going to play, is this the first?
These are many exorcisms in a compilation. This is a compilation. There were 67 exorcisms done on Annalise. And during those exorcisms, she even felt when she was done with the exorcism, she would say, I'm not going to eat because I'm going to suffer for God. She was fighting this battle between, you know, demons and
good and evil.
Yeah. Good and evil. Yeah. And she was saying, I want to suffer for others. I want to give up my life for others, she said. And when you hear these growls and these sounds coming from this girl who was at the time about 20 years old when these exorcisms were done, you'll see what I mean about the pain and the cruelty that was involved in this. So
this is just her regular voice.
Ja, ich will auch für die anderen leiden, damit die nicht mehr kommen und so. Aber dass das dann so schlimm ist und so grausam und so furchtbar, nee. Das denkt man leiden, das ist so, so leicht.
Sounds like a normal girl.
Mm-hmm. German.
Yeah. German.
The beam of 99 left balloons, yes.
And
Nina.
Yeah. Nina. And this video link that I was sent said that there were at least six possessions in her at the same time, and they had an example of each of them. I don't have all of those, but this is just what she would sound like under possession.
She's singing?
Body Dee Dee. What was she saying?
Well, I don't know what she was saying, but you could tell it wasn't
a translator.
You could tell it wasn't her voice. And that's the key. They were using her they were using her vocal cords, but it wasn't really her voice coming from her as you saw the original normal sounds.
Yeah.
But that's mild compared to probably what you're gonna hear next.
Oh really?
I would assume.
Ooh. Holy friggin' crap. Hold it.
Seriously, more fiber.
So,
do that.
That doesn't sound normal, does it?
No. It doesn't sound like a human.
It sounds almost like AJ before his coffee in the morning.
but talking about my last hernia.
But it's AJ being forced to buy Girl Scout cookies. Yeah.
When I see them.
But not to be, not to make it serious. But the thing is, people can become possessed by a demonic entity. And a lot of times, they can also be mentally disturbed. That's where the fine line comes in, and that's where the part comes in where people aren't sure, or they say, oh, she's mentally ill. That's why she's doing that. Well, the fact is she could be mentally ill and possessed at the same time.
Ooh. Oh, both.
Double whammy.
There's the thing. Like somebody could have a cold and have some other disease at the same time.
Right. True, yeah.
She could be possessed and be mentally disturbed, because remember that a demonic entity always goes towards the weak-willed, someone who's somehow weakened by something. If you have a propensity towards, for instance, drinking, the devil, the demonic, is going to tempt you to drink more. It's going to set you up in situations.
That's
where you
who's
have
been doing it to me.
Hear that fireball?
so that's true.
Can we hear that clip again?
Or play the next one or whatever.
Well, I want to hear this one again because a normal person can't do this with their voice.
That part.
That ending. I get chills.
Yeah.
It sounds electronic.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And Stephen Hawking.
She sounds like she's in such agony.
Remember, these exorcisms.
Stephen Hawking?
Remember, these exorcisms sometimes would go on for 4-hour sessions at a time.
Wow. How can you do that?
And she would not eat. In fact, sadly, she died from dehydration and starvation at 68 pounds.
Wow.
Yep.
Damn. How old was she?
20.
Wow.
2021.
So she wasn't really half that long.
The montage shows pictures, like the video shows pictures, and this woman looked so unhealthy. I mean, so her cheeks were sunken in, her eyes were sunken in.
She looked like an elderly woman.
Yeah. Wow.
It aged her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she lying in bed?
Partially, yeah. I just, they were like sort of headshots.
Yeah.
She didn't look good.
Can you play that last part of that clip again? I'm
Chaz likes that last one.
Well,
is there more, though? I think there's more.
Yeah, we're going to play some more. That is friggin' creepy. There's one point where you hear there's two voices in her.
Yeah.
They're overlapping.
Yeah. Duet.
I get chills.
A duet.
A duet. To all the girls I possessed before.
Demon duet?
Right.
Oh, my God. That is so creepy.
Wow.
It's making my skin crawl.
Yep.
Now, I don't want anybody out there in the audience to freak out too badly because, you know, the chances for someone who doesn't dabble in occult practices, who's not maybe perhaps weak in a lot of respects, someone who's very religious, someone who doesn't go into witchcraft or occult practices, the odds of them ever becoming possessed by a demonic entity are almost nil.
I'm never screwing with a Ouija board, I'll tell you that.
Oh, hell no.
That is that is a big no-no in our business. Because
What are we about to hear, Phil?
So this is part of the exorcism. Again, 20-year-old German woman, so the language is German. But she is in the middle of the exorcism process here.
Hold on a second. I don't speak German, but that sounds like yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That would be correct.
Okay. Have you ever had this translated?
No.
We got to do that.
I'm sure there's some German speaking people in the audience that could probably tell you some of the things.
We got to get this in.
Because the Beatles loves you. Yeah.
So there are subtitles on this video. I don't know how accurate they are.
Oh, what are they saying?
What he was asking her is, this is the month of the rosary. Did you know that? And that's what they
said. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, that didn't sound good. Was it what I thought it was?
I yelled that in traffic.
It's like a barking almost.
Oh, no. I thought the other sound was something different. Yeah.
Can I hear that again?
What it said was almost?
Huh.
Yeah. Is that okay? That's for growling.
She's like pouring holy water on her when she's...
So she said, I don't know.
It doesn't say what's happening. This is a black screen, so there's no video, unfortunately.
Oh.
But what he was asking her is, why do you fear the rosary? Or whatever the spirit that's possessing her is asking, why do you fear the rosary?
What did she say there?
Because?
Oh.
Oh, man. I tell you, I am out of there.
Really?
I
could not be in the same room. I could not be in the same room with her going, you know, okay, I'm going to remove this.
I wouldn't get past exorcism class.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right.
There'd be a silhouette of me in the wall running out.
This ain't for me. I got to do something else.
I would have failed.
Just not for me.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
And see, the priest is trying to get to, when he asks questions such as that, he's trying to get to the core of what that is, what kind of a devil or demon it is. He's trying to confirm that it's a devil or demon, because a devil or demon is not going to agree with that the rosary is good, that prayer is good, anything to do with religious artifacts, prayer, God, Jesus Christ. The devil doesn't want to know. That's like throwing poison at him. That's like throwing a smoke bomb at them. They don't want to be there.
Right.
Can you dunk somebody who's possessed in like holy water? Just bloop.
Would they burn up and melt witch and the Wizard of Oz?
A teabag?
You could, but it's not necessarily good.
Can
to
you
do
teabag
it.
A demon?
That's what you guys know all about that.
so going to hell.
Someone posted that scream that we played in the last break. Sounds like
Ashley yelling at her DJ.
Wait, seriously?
Totally.
Actually sounded very similar.
So that's the key, is that the priest is trying to get to the truth. And so demonic entities have a great aversion towards anything religious artifacts, prayer, church, the Bible, anything. And she had an aversion towards all those things. Wow. She couldn't make it past the garden going into a church. She would go so far on the grounds and she'd stop and she couldn't get through. But prior to her possession, she could easily do that, easily pray, easily go and touch artifacts and things like that. But that all changed.
Is there an advantage, maybe, even to like identifying what the spirit might be that's possessing her?
Yeah, because you want to know who you're dealing with, what it is. Is it a lower level demon or is it an upper tier, we would say, demon? So the priest would want to know that. But he would use
like showing up to a fire. How serious is this?
Yeah.
He would use what's called a ritual Romanum, which was from the 16th century Catholic prayers. And that is, the ritual Romanum is the casting out of devils or demons from a person. And so that's what he was probably reciting in certain spots of that, too, would be the ritual Romanum, which is a powerful exorcism. But you have to be a priest to say it and to make it effective. But you know, at our Paracon that we're going to have some pretty good guest speakers, Nick Groff from Paranormal Lockdown and his wife, Tessa. But to get tickets, though, I was going to say, go to www.warrens.net, W-A-R-R-E-N-S, warrens.net, for tickets.
Most famous ghost hunters on the planet.
Yeah.
Still.
It's an honor of them, and it'd be an honor for you guys to come if you want to come. And Dan and I
went to the one in Waterbury. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, and Dan and I already discussed it, that if you do come, you and AJ and your friends, that we're going to buy you guys a whatever, steak dinner, whatever you want. Whatever you want at the
wooden steak right through it. But
because you guys are so generous with your time.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So
thank you. So
I don't know if you got any more audio, but it's scary as heck, I can tell you that.
Yeah. We do. There's a lot more here.
All right, we got a couple of minutes, and then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to the state police, who's looking for our help to find a demon of their own.
So I fast forward a little bit. They're now in an argument about buying a rosary, spending money on these religious items.
What is she saying? Or it?
That can be their only fortune, but the thing that you also, you bitch, you implanted it in the family and in families.
Yeah, yeah!
This is
great.
I am so, this is, you know, if you listed all the jobs on the planet.
Yeah.
This would be right at the bottom with balloon pilot.
Okay. Balloon pilot, then this. Yeah. This would be the absolute lowest
never,
one.
Never getting in a room with someone like this.
Yes.
Never, never, never. I ain't even, if you tell me, if they're right in that house, even driving by.
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm avoiding the street entirely.
Oh, they're buried over there in that town. Never going to that town.
Never going to the whole state.
I'm
nope,
good.
That's me.
I'm out. I'll be over here.
I suffer from chicken.
I am a chicken.
And you know what?
I suffer from chicken. That's me.
You know, for the audience, though, it's important for the audience to know that it's not going to affect you if you don't give it a lot of recognition. If you start to think about things what
now
you've heard today, if you start to think about it and dwell on it, what happens is you draw it to you. In other words, negativity.
Okay, not thinking
negativity.
About it. Not thinking
so
about
So you don't
it.
Want to do that. You don't want to go, oh, geez, and think, keep thinking about it while you're at work or something about those voices. But what you could do, though, guys, is to protect yourself. All you need to do, though, is envision yourself in a white light all around your body, all around your aura, like a glowing white halo of light all around you, and ask God to protect you. That's all. Ask God to protect you from anything evil or demonic or inhuman or otherworldly, and you'll be all right.
Tony,
and don't
thank
give it
you.
Recognition.
Tony, thank you for coming in. Dan Rivera, the
yes,
man. Thank
the man.
You for coming in.
Dan the man.
Dan the man.
We'll
Dan will be there, too.
We'll get Dan on the mic next time he comes up. Ashley's getting married in August.
Yeah.
And we're all suffering for it.
Oh, by the way, newsflash, Eric's also getting married.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
There is another
involved.
Person involved.
He's also
involved.
A part
yeah.
of this.
There
he's
will like, be a groom, and like, we know him.
He's like the silent partner in this whole thing,
yeah.
because you don't hear anything from him.
I've made his job very easy.
You
all
can get a cardboard cutout of him and just put him up there.
No, because a cardboard cutout won't kiss me back.
Well, you have the opportunity to. It's not part of the program over here.
I like that she didn't say, no, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
A cardboard cutout can't kiss me.
Right. Exactly.
Me.
Right. I mean, you had your makeup done and everything, the dresses, and then all this and that. It's like we've
this
heard about
all
this.
We've way. Heard about. Think about how like there are people cowering when they see her name come up
right.
on the cell phone.
Right.
Like, oh my God, what is it now?
Ah, caller ID, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, the vendors,
right?
Oh, I
screamed.
I heard a story about the graphic designer of her the invitations.
Oh.
A graphic designer for your invitations. Usually just go to the printer. Here
no,
you go.
She went to school for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used
oh.
to. Yeah. Well, you have
then
to
why
it
are
right.
you even hiring someone?
See, this is why I forgot about Phil's wedding, because we spent the last, how long has it been now?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Like pre-pandemic talking about her wedding.
I don't want to get looped into this conversation.
I'm just using you as a reference point. Just relax. You know?
Yeah, there's been.
Nonstop.
There's been more talk about this than the any royal wedding.
Seriously.
Well, how would you feel if you were the only groomsman that was holding up the show? Everybody else did what they were supposed to do. Everybody else got fitted. Everybody else got their tux. Everybody else
I'd be all right.
is all set.
Did everybody else go to the hospital?
And you're the... He's
right.
fine.
He got run over by a bull.
He got, like, poked in the leg. He's fine.
It's called gourd.
No.
It's called gourd.
There was a
small puncture wound. They don't say, some guy got poked by a bull. No, he got gourd.
It's a small puncture wound. He's fine.
No, you could die from that.
You closed your car door on your fingernail and made the biggest deal about it.
You did. You're like, oh my God, my finger hurts so badly.
I broke it. Shattered.
You walked away with the car dragging into CVS.
I did. I tried to enter the building.
The people in and attending this wedding
yeah.
are props.
Yes.
Yes.
They're not real humans.
What you should have on the tables at the reception is a bottle of booze for every single person, because we're all going to need it.
Like the favors.
A couple
booze.
Of nippers. Exactly right.
I was talking to her yesterday. I had to pull out of her because I could tell. She wants everyone to wear a black suit.
Yes.
No, you can wear whatever you want, just not.
That's not your face at the table.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not
no.
jeans or flip-flops or
no
but
wear flip-flops.
I bought a blue suit for Phil's wedding.
Oh, that's right. You bought a blue one.
Because I have a gray suit and I have a black suit. And I'm like, I'm not going to wear black to a wedding.
In August.
And no, Phil's is... next month.
Oh, okay. From her, right. Sorry.
And I'm not wearing gray because his groomsmen are wearing gray.
Okay.
You're welcome to wear gray. There's no rule against it.
Yeah.
Plus, none of his groomsmen match, so
well,
you'll be
hold
fine.
On. Ashley can't understand this, that Phil's wedding is so relaxed and chill and fun and just everyone, just we're here to celebrate.
Yeah.
This is... Marching orders,
choreographed,
marching orders,
right. Places,
marching
people.
Orders,
places, people.
In line,
places.
Everybody.
Knees and chest.
I want it done by now.
Knees and chest, knees
Wait,
and chest.
Hospital, schmospital.
Right.
I want you to get your friggin' tux.
And don't you dare bleed into that rented tux.
But even worse, it's all assumed. She assumes everybody already knows this information.
When you agreed to be a groomsman...
Did this guy know that he had until this week to do it?
Or did they get an ultimatum?
There has been a group text message, some of which I've seen, some of which I have not
seen. This is
seen.
A yes or
okay.
a no. Did
yeah,
he know?
It is a yes or a no.
I bet you there's a Facebook page.
I mean,
hate Ashley's wedding.
I
bet there is. If you look it up.
I didn't give him a deadline, but like,
then
come on.
Relax.
He's the only one. Like, out of the entire bridal party, all my bridesmaids and the groomsmen, he is literally the last one. Like, stop delaying everybody. Just
But wait, he's not, it's not like, hey, this guy went off to war, this guy got hit by a car, and the only guy who didn't have a family emergency hasn't done it. It's the only one who's had an emergency.
He got hit by a bull.
He was in the hospital.
Months ago.
He didn't go into the emergency room and get sent home. He was in a hospital bed.
I mean, his leg probably still has
months ago.
They got
no,
a drained
did you
leg
call
and stuff
him
like that?
And say, are you okay?
No, she went.
Yes or no?
Eric did.
She went, are you out? That's all she said.
Yeah. Eric, when you talked to him, did you ask him about his tux?
I'm so surprised.
No, I asked him about all the pieces
the
of
injury.
His back.
His vitals, exactly.
That looked like a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm surprised you don't have an understudy for this role, you know?
I've like thought about that.
An alternate in the event that someone can't show up.
Don't think I haven't thought about
someone
that.
Someone gets hit by another bull that day. You're screwed.
That's also not up to you. It's up to Eric if he wants to replace somebody did on his side.
But did you hear what she...
Oh, yeah.
No, I have a plan.
Like backup players.
Yeah.
Because you're really not important.
So if you see a guy in a tuxedo who a moment ago was cutting the lawn...
We're calling in the lefty from the bullpen.
I
Pedro, you're in!
Okay, you know, because if this is, you know how when they make a movie based on someone's life, they hire better looking people?
Yes.
I'm going to hire a better looking me.
Right.
Show up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like a stunt double?
I'm a stand in for Chaz.
Yes.
He's going to have hair. He's going to be skinny.
Ripped.
He's going to be pulling
a Lamborghini.
And skinny.
Yep.
Yes.
He's going to know which fork to start eating dinner
all
with.
All of that. He's going to be charming. His pinky's going to like stick out when he picks up the glass.
Mine will have a license
well
to kill.
Well mannered.
Yes.
Going to love everybody.
Yes.
Knows how to dance.
Oh, fantastic. Like burn up the dance floor.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm
going
to do.
Even the band will quit going, my God.
Yeah, on a marble dance floor.
No, you don't have to worry about a backup plan until set. Okay. I've had to think of one. Because of the circumstances.
She has plans.
All right. So this is, you know, I always hear these stories of bridezillas, and I think, oh, mean.
That can't be real.
And angry. No, I now know. You don't have to be mean.
No. Psychotic
You could
works.
Just be like, psychotic.
Right. You could be doing traffic,
it's like,
for example.
I finally know. I could say, hey, I know one.
I know a bridezilla.
In the nicest way possible.
Yes.
Are a bridezilla.
You are a bridezilla.
No. I don't mean mean.
You're taking down wires and everything.
But very demanding and psychotic.
I just like things in an orderly fashion. I like things to be done on time.
You can picture like her, like 50 foot tall, like walking through like Milford.
The top four fetishes of an OnlyFans model. Leanne London is on, Miss Leanne, and we're linked up to her stuff on the radio station website. I like her. She doesn't seem like your normal OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Conceited.
Well,
regular person.
No OnlyFans.
Right.
So you seem like you're very down to earth.
Just making a buck here.
I like her accent.
So,
oh, thank you.
Let's go through the top four.
Okay. Oh, am I?
Yeah, would you like me to read them and then you comment? How would you?
I want to do this.
Yeah, you read them out and then I'll comment.
Okay.
Number four, one customer likes you to watch certain YouTube videos of people getting covered in mud or slime, and then you have to tell them what your favorite sounds are from the video.
Yeah, so this one is obviously very, very specific. So he likes. I think he must have his own YouTube channel because he always directs me to a certain YouTube page, and it's very specific videos. So I'm thinking he's already made this YouTube page.
Oh.
And it's either clips from scenes, movies from scenes where people are getting, I don't know, covered in cement or falling in a puddle or covered in mud or something, and then I have to tell him which is my favorite bit, and especially like which specific sounds from the video, which is quite difficult to do because it's a bit like
I can make those noises. I had one earlier. Like,
do you have to use a sexy voice when you tell him?
No, so it is literally just what sound. He did say to me once though, because I started laughing at one video, and he said, "Oh, please, can you take it serious?" I was like, "Okay, I'll."
Wow. Oh, serious business to him. Is it Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs?
Yeah, but I guess you have to. I mean, you have to respect that. That's his thing, and I can't really laugh or joke about it.
Did they pay well?
So yeah. I got my serious face on and started making squelching noises.
Does he want you dressed in a certain way?
Yeah.
Oh no! So I think people with sort of fantasies and things like that, it's not as sexy as you and I would think. Like you might have a fantasy where you want to see someone in sexy underwear or sort of what is typically classed as sexy or a turn on. It's not like that at all. Sometimes I don't even have makeup on. I'm sat in my pajamas. Like it is literally, it's just talking about specific fantasy.
Okay. Right. So no eyeglasses, naked, sucking on a pencil.
No, none of that. None of that. Obviously there is some of that with other people, but none of that with these sort of specific ones, no.
All right. And the number three item on your list of top four weird fetishes. Cash pig?
Yeah. Cash pigs are the best because they literally will just give you money for doing absolutely nothing.
Men so who like to be spoken one... to like S in exchange for cash.
Really?
Yeah. So I have, I actually had one regular customer for years actually where I just send him a picture of me sticking my finger up at him or send him a voice note and go, "You're a piece
Wait,
of...
excuse me?
Sticking a finger
where?
Like flipping him off.
Oh, middle finger. Okay.
Not what I pictured the first time.
I thought you said sticking your finger in an animal.
Right.
No.
I was like, where? Like in the ear?
Would that be the cash pig? Squeal.
No, like flipping him off.
Oh.
That's what Americans call it, isn't it? Flipping him off.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Like giving him the middle finger, like flipping
God.
Him off.
He must get up in traffic
not
a lot.
Not a sexy picture at all. So either something like that or just a voice note saying you're a piece of CRAP or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So just be a bitch, basically.
And then
you
just
send me
money. Yeah. Wow. You do get some people that will do... I don't meet customers, but you do get some people that you can literally say to them, meet me at this cash point at this time. You meet them at the cash point and say, give me $200 or $200 and they'll withdraw it and then you walk off.
Well, wow. So easy.
Yeah.
Does one of male voice do this?
I think this guy has it down. Instead of being belittled by your wife, you could just pay, you don't get married. Just pay this person.
Right. It's the equivalent
of, okay, got my fill.
But you could get it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that person's still there. This
true.
One's like, I got my dose. I'm good. See you.
Goodbye.
I'm all good.
Yeah.
The number two item on the list of your top four weird fetishes is small penis humiliation, which is called SPH.
Yeah. So this one's a really easy one to do because it's really quite funny to laugh at someone's small penis.
But this goes against everything I've ever learned that men like.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an odd one to think that someone would get turned on by the fact that they don't have a very large penis.
Right.
But yeah, this one again, it's got nothing to do with like the woman being in a sexy outfit or it's nothing sexual from the woman's point of view. It's literally just laughing at someone's small willy.
Right.
Do you laugh?
Boy, that's like
pool
free.
Cold.
It's like free money.
It was a cold pool.
Well, do you talk to it like a little baby animal? Like, oh,
how cute!
No.
Look at the little cute.
Yeah,
I don't know if she does that.
You can compare it to small things like a
grape,
inchworm,
or
what a cute little thimble.
Right, pool noodle. Yep.
Yeah, thimble. The thimble's a really good one.
Thimble.
How small are these?
All right, hold on. We got to go to a break. We got to get
you
back. You're my favorite. We got to get you back. Ashley's all excited now. She doesn't want this segment to end.
She wants a thimble now.
I prefer a cucumber, but that's
all right. Women are all on the same page where they, so somewhere there was a school where it's like no matter how big it or small it is, compliment it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It works better like
that. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah. Leanne London.
Yeah.
We're linked up to you on our radio station website, and we'll have you back because we didn't get to the number one item.
Now we're curious
now. So we got to do that.
Yep. Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you. The top five things McDonald's fans want back on the menu.
All right. Now we're getting to the good business here.
Yeah. Okay. Yay. Well, veterans are important business.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. Where's our super taster?
No, in part two.
All right. Let's go to comedian Alyssa Goji.
Are we talking about the snack wraps?
Oh, those were good.
Is that what you want?
The Big Mac snack wraps.
I'd
awesome.
Like the snack wraps.
Yeah, those were good. Yeah.
With the ranch, the crispy chicken with the ranch.
Oh, that was good too.
Extremely
yeah.
affordable too.
Yeah, it's like a buck.
Snack wraps are on the list.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, I can afford that.
Yay!
They're number five. Now, I just want to be clear. These aren't things that are coming back.
No.
There was a survey of McDonald's fans, and these are the things they'd like to have come
they
back.
They want back, yes. No, we don't sorry. Know what's going to happen. But, you know, I mean, something could make it.
I'm going to flip a table.
Right. Go for it.
I mean, why ask if they're not going to do it, though?
I know. Right? That is silly.
Just slap Ashley. Go for it.
That's the same thing as flipping a table.
Right.
AJ?
I would love if they brought back either McWings or the chopped beefsteak sandwich.
Huh.
That was a good sandwich.
It
was.
You're
a,
done it was, with the McRib. That you used to
yeah, no,
pine
I'm good.
For that.
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah. I've had my fill. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
It's really good. If you want to bring it back, I'll have it each time. But I really would love the chopped beefsteak sandwich or McWings.
I want both those things. I've never had either of those things.
Oh.
I need them. Right
yeah, the chopped beefsteak sandwich was like a pub-style burger. It was a long burger on a pub-style roll. You had pickles. You had raw onion and A1 sauce.
Oh, boy.
It was good. And McWings were actually crispy and good.
I love wings.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, two things I really should bring back.
My thing with the wings is Connecticut has so many places to
get. Yeah, but if you wanted to do something really quick, you know. Yeah. They really weren't bad. They were quick.
It's super quick. It's like if I want Mexican food, I'm going to go to Taco Bell and not Chipotle because I can't wait.
Yeah.
Really?
Right?
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
I need
wait.
To eat right
You're
now.
In that much of a hurry? Yeah.
I only have $1.79.
Exactly.
Snack wrap.
All these things are very valid.
Thank you, AJ.
You're welcome.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. The wings, you only live once.
Yeah, but you know what?
If you're going for wings in Connecticut, especially this area of Connecticut,
you'd be surprised, though. You'd be surprised, though. How they really weren't bad for, you know, out of a window.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. Mm. I'm like that with pizza. If I'm going to get pizza, you know.
And exactly. There weren't those ridiculous things either. Like, you know, like sometimes you get wings. I'm like, what is it called, a pigeon? Yeah. They're like actual, like, wing-sized wings.
Like they're tiny.
Yeah, like I'm like, what'd you get this off of a sparrow? Yeah, they're like, couldn't you let it live a little
where
longer?
Where was this?
They're like tiny. You ever see
where?
Like, you ever see tiny wings?
Do yeah. sparrows?
Where was this?
Sometimes you get the heat needs. Even some places you get that. They're like, what else did you get this wing from? So a frog? What's up with this?
Do frogs have wings?
I'm just saying, like a frog leg. Relax. Yeah. See, I know what you guys are doing right now.
No, not me. I'm excited because you're so excited.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than getting like you because maybe sometimes
wait,
you buy those
there's
heat.
There's nothing worse.
You buy those heat. Well, okay, maybe there's something worse.
How about getting your fingernails ripped off?
Okay, well, that's worse.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just saying as far as disappointment-wise is when you buy wings and there's they got their freaking like your tiny sparrow version. I'm like, where's the wings?
The tiny sparrow version.
Yeah, have you ever seen like
where have you gotten these wings?
I'm just saying.
I know what you mean.
It happens a lot of places. Yeah,
it's devastating.
Yeah,
I actually do know what you mean.
It's like you got this is normal size, and all of a sudden you got this one tiny one. Like, where the hell did this come from?
It's just a ranch.
Yeah, you mean
it's
you couldn't? You
it's
couldn't,
a ranch applicator.
You couldn't let that one little bird live a little longer.
It's like a ranch teaspoon,
like a paintbrush.
And what do they do with the rest of the bird? They send it back out in a cart with a little sign saying "We'll chirp for food." I don't know.
You should be able to chomp into a chicken wing without having a delicate. Like just your front teeth bite around the bone.
Right.
These little ones, you have to like kind of do like it's corn on the cob.
Yeah, gotta use your tongue with the flaps and push
your
tongue up.
There.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I don't like the drumstick. I mean,
I'm a flats. Yeah, I don't.
I'm
like the drumsticks. Yeah,
I prefer the drumstick.
Oh, look at you.
Then we would make
we
a good
split the wings. Yeah,
combo.
You held the drumsticks. We got the flats.
I stick that flat in my mouth all the way. Press down with my teeth, and I pull the bone out, and it's completely meatless.
Look at you.
Ah.
Yeah. Sam T was good at that, too. Remember? Remember one time he goes, I'm going to show you how to properly eat a wing. Mm. And he did, man. I was like,
yeah.
I cried a little bit. It was awesome.
Give him an award.
All right, so you would like
either the chopped beefsteak sandwich or the McWings.
Okay.
I bet you know they had wings.
Yeah.
I do not see any of that.
Of course not.
Oh, the Mighty Wings.
Mighty Wings.
Mighty Wings. Okay, that's got to be McWings,
yeah,
okay. Right?
Yeah, I guess Mighty Wings.
Okay, Mighty
Wings.
It's
been so long, I forgot what the hell it's called.
On the list.
Cool.
Beefsteak.
The chopped beefsteak sandwich. I haven't had that since like the early 80s. That was a really good sandwich.
I don't see that on this list.
They should bring it back. Listen to me, people.
Ashley?
Bibble.
Chicken nuggets and pure honey circa 1995.
Well, they had the chicken nuggets. You get honey.
They changed the chicken nuggets recipe.
They changed the chicken nugget recipe.
Yeah, it's
actually good. They changed They changed the breading on the outside. It's all white meat now. It's like healthy or whatever. Chicken nuggets, you dip them right in honey. Not honey mustard.
You're
not
shouting.
Ketchup.
Shouting. With the old chicken nuggets, you just want to get like a chicken knuckle in there sometimes. there's this weird piece like with cartilage. What the hell is this? It's like a hinge.
It's like
in
a
there
game.
With coating.
You just spit it out and keep moving.
No, you want to have, I want actual meat in there.
I'm with AJ.
Yeah.
I think it improved.
It had mystery meat in there. I'm like, this come off of chicken? What did this come off of?
It's like a game. You just, you avoid those parts and you keep eating.
You know, there are people on YouTube that make $1 million a year just reviewing food.
Yeah.
You should try this.
I've
watched you reviewing food.
Oh, if something sucks, I'll let you know.
It's psychotic.
For several minutes.
I mean that as a compliment.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
These little sparrow wings. What are they doing over here? Come on.
It's the truth. I'm like, what are you thinking of, a sparrow? I wanted chicken wings.
Phil?
How about the ice cream machine just works?
Right.
Yeah, once.
Like, how many places serve ice cream with no issues every single day? I don't understand why this place cannot figure it out. And it's not one location. It is across the board. Everyone in the country has been like, I don't know what it is.
Yep.
Every time you show up, it's just like, yeah, it's down
it's
today.
It's broken.
Why?
Or they're cleaning it.
So true.
Well, how'd you dirty it?
Just make it work. Just make it work.
Would you rinse your socks open there? What happened?
Yeah. I didn't know this was a crisis.
They don't want to clean it. That's the problem. They don't want to use it to make it dirty, so they don't have to clean it.
Lazy workers.
They were lazy.
I literally went there the other day, and I said into the drive-thru, is your ice cream machine working? And she went, right now. I was like, well, that's all I need.
Like, don't come back later.
In that case,
now,
I'm going to drive to the first window.
You'll be out of luck in about 20 minutes.
Yep. Forget the menu items.
Hurry,
just make that one thing work.
It's making noises. How about you?
The McDLT.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which is on the list.
That was a good sandwich.
That was a hot side is hot, cool side's cool.
Yeah.
It's 1998.
Yep.
Was discontinued. A lot of styrofoam to make this, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes a food item is worth destroying a planet over.
Exactly. Man, let's face it. It's going to die anyway.
I haven't been to McDonald's in a while. I just haven't.
Oh, unfortunately, I have.
Yeah, it's a confession of you.
You know, it's like one of those, if you're in the pro, I don't want to demean alcoholism. But
right.
If I go to McDonald's, I'm ordering like 8 bags of food.
Right.
I'm going crazy.
Right.
I'm going nuts.
You're going face first. You're falling off the wagon face first.
I have to stay away.
Gotcha.
But that would bring me back to McDLT.
Quarter pound.
So it's the only McDonald's burger I know of that had mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
It was like a Whopper, but better.
That was their main target, was going after the Whopper with
that. Going after the Whopper.
Yep.
And like the vegetables don't taste steamed.
You know what'd be cool?
That's right.
That's the whole deal.
If they added bacon McDLT, that would be totally sick.
You're a dumb fuck.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Oh, my God. No, probably to AJ.
Go back and brush your rotted teeth.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, guys. It's your McDonald's expert. Do you guys remember the cheddar melt?
Yes. That was great.
Oh,
marinated
onions.
Yep.
Marinated fried onions with soft cheese.
And it was like a rye bun, wasn't
bun.
It? Yep. I remember that.
Yeah. Yep.
Had that in Pennsylvania.
And then they stopped it really quick because it took too long to make.
Yeah, it sucks. That was a good sandwich, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
You're a McDonald's expert. You know it.
When I used to work for the Good Rats, we had to do a recording session over in Pennsylvania.
It was a band from Long Island. Very,
yeah.
Very popular in the 70s.
So we had to do a recording session, and we had to cruise into Pennsylvania to this place, and we stopped off, had one of those. I'm like, where has this been all my life? They asked me to leave Pennsylvania shortly after that.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.